talk briefly about them.
Sure.
A lot of these have been on for 3 years straight. They're more than happy. Excuse me. And some of them said they're going to kick in more than what they normally do because they get a lot of positive feedback from the people coming in thanking them. So they says it's the least they could do. So we want to thank these guys, Seneca Street Saloon, Leon's Pizza, True Value, Arnold Motor Supply, Gridiron Sports Bar, The Lunchbox, Hy-Vee, and Morning Glory, and Maverick Machine, who do our trophies. They are all have been on for 3 years on board on this. We've got Dairy Queen back, Baumgars, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They are the two-year ones. And then I've got five or six more that are getting back to me because the management had changed or so forth. And so there'll be more next week that we'll talk about. Webster City Custom Meats is new this year. They're doing some meat bundles. We're going to figure out what we're going to do with them prize-wise and to who and how. So I want to thank everybody for that. They've all been great about everything. Or what can we do a little more? And so I never say no. You know, every little bit helps. So it's good to have them on board.
Nice to have this bandwagon of support there, Jason, for this project that you started, you say, 3 years ago.
Yep, 3 years ago I started doing this. Just trying to get some activity in Webster City going with lights and people driving around, which a lot of people, they say, yep, we jump in the car with the kids and drive around and really shocked about how many lights are actually out there to see. So,
and this is coming on the heels of the big Saturday event, and that is the Christmas in the City program that's going on, it seems like, all day into the night tomorrow night.
Yep, that'll be pretty neat. Mm-hmm. It's good to see activities like that, and the weather should be pretty decent. Doesn't
look
like
cold.
Yep.
Yeah, a little cold. So.
Today's like a warm one, but windy.
Yeah, windy, because I think it was, yeah, it was a year ago we had so high winds, because I remember we had a power outage at my home for a few hours. It was on a Friday night a year ago, and this was the day before we had the Christmas in the City, because it was just howling wind, and we were without power.
Yep.
I think for a few hours it was on a Friday night, I recall.
I remember
last
that.
Year.
I think we, and then December 15th, we had that December big storm 15th. Roll through. Yep.
Something none of us will ever forget, and sure like to forget about it. But, hey, nobody was hurt, which was good, but
yep.
Some damage here and there.
My roof was laying across the main street last year at that time. Wasn't good.
No, it wasn't, Jason. No, it wasn't.
So, yeah, that's sponsors. And as we did last year, we had the KQWC Santa mailbox is up
right
in my yard in the 1400 block, 1431 First Street. Make sure you get your kids to write a letter to Santa so it can be read on the air, and then we get them off to the North Pole. The mailbox is right in the yard. You can't miss it. Just drop it off, and we'll get them read, I believe, on the 23rd.
Which is 3 weeks from today.
Yep. So, yeah. I did have something for this year, trying to think things to do. Fred Trask, who lives in Webster City right across from me, that's why he passed away this year, and he loved Christmas lights. And Fred got two gift cards in the past years from us, and he was always thankful for that. Well, we're going to take and make the 2022 in memory of Fred Trask, and we're going to have a special award. I've spoke with his family about it, and they were excited about it. So this year we're going to put in memory of Fred Trask. So he always had his Christmas lights up and his kids. We're putting them up last weekend, which was good to see. So, pretty happy to see that.
For those of you who don't know who we're talking about, this is where they have the flagpole. Right, it looks like a Christmas tree there,
yep.
Jason.
Yep, right across from Yesway on 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
He always made sure to have his Christmas lights out, or somebody helped him. And this year, his kids got them all up and put a little bit more up. So, it's really nice to see that.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully, we can see that there for a long time to come.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do for this year. Something else, we're going to do categories instead of a first, second, third. It'll be three categories, and then we're going to do a block challenge. So I think usually like Bank Street has a lot of lights, and there's a few blocks that really add a lot of lights. So this year we're going to make sure, drive around when we do everything, the block with the most lights, we're going to make sure everybody on that block gets a gift card no matter what. So that's to get your neighbors to put some lights up. If you can win the block challenge, you're guaranteed a gift card no matter what. We're gonna do the kind of block challenge. And I did see, I want to say I was coming down Division, there was five houses with lights on the other night. So that Division has stepped it up this year.
I've noticed that all the years in Webster City, these residents try to outdo themselves
yeah.
in dueling Christmas lights.
Yep. I I keep adding some. I've got a few bare spots that might get filled this weekend, which my son says there's enough, Dad, but there's never enough.
There's never enough. Of course not.
He did get caught off guard. His friends dropped him off, and they absolutely love the yard. So now he's kind of got to deal with it because his friends think it's cool.
Yeah. 1400 block of First Street.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking with Jason Van Sickle from Performance Electric on our Community Corner Show here on KQWC about the Christmas Holiday Light Christmas Contest. It's now in its second week. It started last week on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And well, I know a couple big displays came on this week that I did notice, and I'm going to try to get around this weekend and next week and get some addresses wrote down where the big displays are, and then we can put them on the air. I do know the Seneca Light Show that is just west of Dairy Queen. Their light show is running now Monday. Oh, I wrote it down. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 9, and Friday, Sunday, 6 to 10. And it is pretty neat. You just tune your radio into the station they have on their board in front of their house, and you listen to the music to the lights. So their show will be up and running till Christmas.
I wonder how they do that.
That is all through like an FM transmitter out to your radio, and then it's run by a computer. So the lights, and I believe when I talked to the son 2 years ago about it, he does all the songs and work like that, and his father builds it all, or vice versa. But they build a lot of their own stuff to do that, and it's a pretty neat show.
I bet it is.
Yeah, you know, it's bright, it's quick, it's depending on what song it is, but it's really neat to sit and take in with the kids or just yourself.
So again, that those hours are from 6 until 9 Monday through Thursday, and again from 6 until 10 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's located directly west of Dairy Queen.
Yep, on Seneca Street, mm-hmm. I believe. I can't think of the block number, but I think...
They'll see it at night.
No, they won't miss it, no.
Yeah, can't miss it.
Nope. So, yeah, make sure you get out and check that out. Next week, we'll talk a little bit more about stuff. But I can't say enough about the sponsors. I spend money with them, and they match it or go above and beyond. And it's really neat. We get letters in the mail thanking us, and they do too, and they get the thanks. And they said it's a cheap way to be involved, so appreciate every one of them.
Have you talked to the Chamber of Commerce about this?
I have not.
Okay, kinda, of course, they're busy right now with Christmas busy. In the city. Maybe first thing on Monday they get the promo out on this program.
Kind of sit back and wait for them to do their big deal, because I know that Christmas in the city, they're trying to make it huge, and it is getting better and bigger, so nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's always one of them deals, like when I started this, I wanted to just start it off and build on it every year, try not to go too big and overwhelm yourself, but because it is a lot of work to drive around every street to find all the lights.
Sure.
The wife and the daughter, they drive east and west, and my son and I drive north and south on every street. And every year it's, did we get this street? And my wife, she draws it all out on a piece of paper, every street they've been on, so we know we haven't missed anything. So.
And, Jason, the winners will be announced to when? Is it December 23rd? Or
the winners for the top spots, I think the 16th is a Friday.
Yeah, that is.
That's when the judging will happen, and then we usually go the 16th or the Saturday and hand them out, and then the gift cards. So what we do, if you put any Christmas lights on at your house, even in the windows inside, decorations inside, we consider it Christmas lights. And we write the address down, which I do want to say, please don't cover up your address. Some of them do, and we can't get the number, and I don't really want to go up on their porch and move stuff.
Don't want to do that, because I think every home in Webster City should have those numbers.
Exactly, even on there. For 911 calling.
Right,
so.
Right.
So, yeah, well, those gift cards, so if they're, I think last year we gave out 150 gift cards. They were mailed out the week before Christmas. How you get a gift card is your address is thrown in a bowl. We just shake it up, and we just start drawing them out at the table at home, mm-hmm. and we write the address down, and that's who gets them. So it's just a random draw of the gift cards of how many we have that get mailed out on that Monday morning.
All right.
So
that would be the 19th.
19th, yes.
Day after the 18th, and all the judging would be done by then.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know, like, the Seneca, there was 18 displays last year, but some of them weren't back up and running because, like, the light show was damaged from that storm on the 15th.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, they didn't get judged and some others, but let's hope that the weather doesn't do that this year and everyone can be judged that has a large display.
Yeah, let's hope we have some nice weather for that time, because the temperatures on the day, the 15th, as I recall, were in the upper 60s. So this is not Iowa in December. We think of it as a month we have snow, cold, ice, but not, for goodness sake, tornadoes there, Jason.
No, I remember it because I had been watching my phone and I ran home from the job I was on, took down a bunch of Christmas lights and put them away because they're spendy, you know, you don't want to ruin.
Yes.
And we didn't have any damage. A lot of the damage was down through Main Street and south of there, so, but they all got put back up. But yeah, I remember it clearly.
Yep, we all do, no doubt.
So, yeah, that's about what we've got to talk about today. So, letters to Santa, and please make sure if you got little ones, get it dropped off in the mailbox so we can get them read on Friday the 23rd. And
it's in front of the Van Sickle home at 1431 First Street in Winchester City. They have the mailbox, picture of Santa Claus that we had here at KKWC for a number of years. So just drop it off at the Jason Van Sickle home at 1431st First Street anytime.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Van Sickle?
I think that's it till next week. We'll have the custom meats deal figured out and how we're going to do that. I do have, I don't know if they want their name read on the air or anything, so I won't say it, but they have somebody that has given me some money to go spend with some other businesses.
Good.
So there'll be stuff added for next week, so we'll get some more details figured out to the block challenge-wise, what we're going to do for the Fred Trask family. So.
Yeah,
more details as we go on each Friday.
We'll find out next Friday about what's the latest on this Christmas holiday lighting contest in Webster City. So,
and like I said last week when I told you, Pat, if you have somebody that can't afford a box of Christmas lights, I have like 60, maybe 70 new boxes or strings. Well, I'd be more than glad to drop somebody off of a box of Christmas lights if they need even put on their patio or something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
those with questions may call you at 515-835-9686.
Yes, sir.
515-835-9686 with Jason Van Sickle from Performance Electric as we're trying to get these lights to those who would like to have some just to decorate their home for the Christmas season.
I have plenty. I buy them when they go on sale at the end of the year because when you do have a large display, there's a lot of maintenance. There's lights that quit and bulbs that go out. So this year, knock on wood, I haven't had any maintenance yet to do. Everything's been good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you need a string of lights, give me a call or have somebody reach out to me, and I'll drop them off.
Very good. You're a good man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. And that's it for today?
That's it for today.
All right, Jason Van Sickle from Performance Electric, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate you and KQWC doing this for me.
Glad to do it. Coming up on Monday, we'll talk with Dr. Mark Andrew from the Webster City Community Theater about their Christmas production coming up next week.